Module 6, Types of Communication. As we have already said, communication is a huge asset with teams of any kind. With proper communication, you have a well-oiled machine that does its job efficiently. Without proper communication, you have a train wreck. In this module, we will discuss the different types of communication as it relates to high-performance virtual teams. Virtual team meetings. Team meetings are a cornerstone for any high-functioning team. Team meetings help keep all of your team members on the same page. Team meetings also give team members a chance to voice concerns or new ideas. Because your workers are remote employees, meeting in one spot isn't ideal. You could have team members that are on the other side of the world. Thankfully, technology can help you all be in the same place at the same time virtually. Virtual team meetings are meetings with all of the team members, held over the internet via webcam or some other internet form. Telephone conferences. Telephone conferences are a great way to communicate with your remote team. They are held over the phone system and can be between two team members. These conferences can also take place between management and a team member, multiple team members, or management and multiple team members. Email communication. Email communication is another way to keep in contact with your team. Effective email communication is important because it is a great way to relay pertinent information to your team. When using emails as your source of communication, it is important to make sure your communication is clear and concise. You want to also make sure you are using the right tone. Have you ever sent an email and realized after reading it that the tone may be taken in a poor way? It is helpful to read your emails out loud to yourself and make sure your tone is the intended tone. Intranet, web page, and social media communication. Lastly, you can use the intranet, web pages, and social media to communicate with your team. Facebook and Twitter pages are a great way to relay short messages to the team as a whole or to specific individuals in private messages. These forums are also a great way to show praise to team members and acknowledge good work. They even have social media sites made specifically for communicating with your coworkers. This allows team members to reply back and give updates. You can also use a website or an intranet page to communicate with your team. An intranet is a private communication network and a web page is public. A company's intranet usually consists of a firewalled internet access. These intranet pages are usually loaded on the internal computers, but can be accessed off-site also. When an intranet is accessed off-site, it's called an extranet. An extranet opens the firewall to give controlled outsider access. Unlike a basic web page, these extranet portals usually require a username and password provided by the company. Case study. Erica is having a problem effectively communicating with her fellow teammate, Nathan. Erica has some issues with some of the work he has been doing on their team project. She wants to address him privately, not during a virtual team meeting. She consults her manager to discuss what would be the best avenue to speak to Nathan. After consulting with her manager, she decides that email may be the best route to speak to Nathan about his part of the project.